We are back. Studio B2, Life and Health guys are back again after taking about a week off. So Thanksgiving took a little bit of a hiatus and, you know, enjoyed the holidays. But how was everybody's Thanksgiving, Tim?
Thanksgiving was awesome.
What did you do on Thanksgiving?
I served our community a Thanksgiving Day meal.
400 spaghetti platters?
Spaghetti.
What was it?
Thanksgiving dinner platters.
Oh, turkey. That's right.
Turkey.
Spaghetti on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, corn, green beans, sweet potatoes. Yep. Oh, the full.
I don't know why I was thinking spaghetti.
Yeah, the full menu. But over 400 meals we served, so that was good.
Yeah.
And then I went and hung out at Sarah's brother's house with Sarah and Thomas and her brother's family for Thanksgiving. Oh, and Mel was there. So, yeah, it was a very good Thanksgiving. How was yours?
It was good.
Good.
Spent some time with my dad and, like, my uncle's side of the family. Watched some football. Ate a lot of food.
Drink a little?
Yeah.
There you go. Be merry. How about you, Thomas?
Be merry. Oh, it was good. Lots of food. Food coma. Lots of pumpkin pie.
Yeah, and I think you and I were hurting a little bit after.
I was hurting really bad.
Yeah, you and I both. Food coma.
Thomas and I were hurting bad after dinner on Thanksgiving.
And then I did it again on Saturday.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. How often do we do that?
Not very often.
No, not at all.
So, what else are we talking about? Update on Tim.
Update on Tim.
Update on Tim and this whole weight loss journey.
Weight loss journey. It's been good. If you guys follow me on Facebook, you probably saw a post I posted on December 1st. I am at 54.2 pounds lost since September 3rd. So that's a crap ton of weight in that short amount of time, in my opinion.
It is.
Probably somebody can do more than that. I'm sure there is people that do a lot more than that. But for me, that's pretty good. The problem I'm running into now is it's really starting to slow down. And now my impatience is coming in.
Impatience?
So,
what are you talking about?
Well, like, I want to still see that weight coming off, and it's slowing down. And so I'm getting irritated. I'm getting frustrated that it's not coming off like I would like it to, like it was. But I knew this was going to happen. I just need to work through it.
Yeah, it happens. Me and him were talking about that this morning, kind of. But, yeah, time to change this game up.
But a lot of people say they can see a difference.
You said you could see a difference.
In my face.
Thing.
I can see it in my face.
You can see it in your clothes, too.
Yeah, I don't see that. But I guess that's because I wear my clothes.
Open your eyes, Tim.
They are open. I'd probably need new glasses.
Yeah, sooner or later, you're probably going to change some stuff up. And
well, that sooner or later is probably going to be really soon.
Yeah, soon. Put you back on the path of getting those pounds off.
Yeah. Well, I'm still on that path. I think I need to take the left instead of going straight now. Got to change the route.
What's the left?
I don't know. I don't know what the route is, but whatever's to the left is probably the next. Maybe to the right. Go to the right. I don't know. I don't. Whichever way it works.
Do you think it's the food?
No. I mean, maybe a little.
You said last 4 days, but if you think about that, we had Thanksgiving, so that's going to be kind of a damper.
Well, I still lost weight after Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving was the 24th, 6th?
Maybe that's what's still lingering over the...
Well, it's possible. I mean, I haven't... I'm not that I've been eating bad, but I really probably just need to go back to really cutting out the car, like the processed foods, the processed wheats.
Oh, well, we haven't been doing carbs. Too much of it.
No, I haven't done a lot, but like I did a burger yesterday, so that was, you know, the bun and some fries.
What else has changed recently?
Stress level's really high.
That's what I was going to try and point out.
Yeah, no, I know that. My stress is like out of 10 right now.
Stop
but,
caring.
Well, yeah, not, really. That really.
Dude, it will help.
That really works. If you stop caring, then stuff wouldn't get done.
No, stuff will get done, but just don't care about it as much.
And
like in your mind,
I'm not wired that way.
In your mind, you'll get it done and be like, I don't
care.
That's
a lot easier
this.
Said than done. It doesn't work that way for me, unfortunately. But it's my business. You know, when it's your business, even though it's a small business, it still is
still
very,
something that you're
presenting yourself in your business, so you want it to.
It needs to be professional and done well.
Yep. And it's stressful to do that.
him as an image to uphold.
I do. I mean, I honestly, I'm not trying to make myself sound self-important.
That's how any person that ran a business would talk.
That's how any person in general should talk.
Yeah, I have an image to uphold. You're right.
That's why I'm like 2026, we're going to vote Tim for president.
That's not happening.
Dude, I would vote for you.
Why?
County mayor.
Yeah, I'll go for I'll become the mayor of Smithsburg.
Mayor Smithsburg. All right, so the stress is a big, 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 big issue. Yeah. Is it leading to less sleep?
No. Well, no. I haven't had problems sleeping.
Have you been stress eating?
Maybe a little, but not like crazy. Not like crazy. No, because I'm still counting. Even if I'm stress eating, that all gets
in the calorie munching fitness pal.
That gets all in my fitness pal. It's all in there.
Have you still been walking and coming to the gym as much?
I am. I'm still averaging between 10,000 to 15,000 steps a day.
Is that lower?
Well, it was down like Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday. Those 3 days they were all under 10,000 days.
Right.
But I knew going that going into it. But Sunday was a 25,000 day. Monday was a 15,000 day. Tuesday was a 20,000 day. Yesterday was a 15,000 day.
So let's put this into a kind of a bigger perspective. This is going to be 4 days you haven't changed, which is a very, very, very small window when you're talking weight loss.
Yeah, right.
You've been doing very, very well when it comes to losing weight. So, you know, again, 4 days, you can fluctuate as much as 4 or 5 pounds in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe at the end of this week or on the next podcast, we should check back in and see if it's still there or gone down. If it's still there, then we know you've hit a plateau.
Mm-hmm.
If after maybe a week or 2 weeks, then there's probably the plateau that you've kind of ran up against, and you're going to have to change something, go left or right, like you're saying.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think you should change? What do you think you should add in? Let's attack it before it happens. Let's say you do hit a plateau. What do you think could potentially change besides the processed food?
I guess my exercise is going to have to change, but I don't know. Like, I want to start lifting weights, but I'm skeptical to start lifting weights because it's just going to add weight because of the muscle mass. And I'm really just trying to get the numbers down right at the moment before I really start worrying about bulking up. I don't want to bulk up right at the moment.
What do you mean bulk up?
Well, muscle weighs more than fat.
Okay.
So, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I think you're just scared of the weights.
No, I mean, I think it's a number, to be honest.
It's not. It's a number to me, yeah.
It's a number game to him. It's not necessarily anything other than that.
But if you weigh out the numbers, pun, if you do the numbers, your muscle is going to weigh more than fat. But if you have more muscle, your metabolism goes higher. You're going to decrease fat faster.
Yeah.
So then the numbers will go down faster. That's why they say interval training is better for fat loss than long, slow distance. It always comes back to calories, but then again, if you have more muscle mass, you're going to have more energy that you have to burn off. Silence.
No, I hear you. I'm just...
Did you say science?
Yes, it's silence. So what's the hold up? He said you were going to wait till you get down to 200 to start lifting weights. You're out of your mind. It's not going to work.
I'd like to, but that's not going to happen. I know that. It's probably going to have to probably start lifting weights here soon.
Do it once a week.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not like you're going to be doing anything where you're actually going to be in like a bulking phase where you're doing rep ranges that pertain to that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The idea that you're going to get big off of it, that's
not
true.
Well, I know. I didn't get big off of it the last time I did it.
Right.
I mean, I got, I saw a little definition, but very minor because I was still fat.
Yeah, and you were doing the leg press. How much did you press out?
Like
600 pounds.
Over 600, yeah.
So... That's probably going to be the next step. Maybe once a week.
Once, twice a week, maybe.
Once, twice a week. That should be enough to keep it progressing forward.
Yeah. Okay.
So, with the weight fluctuation thing, the other topic we were going to kind of hit on is water weight and how weight can fluctuate from day to day. Have you seen fluctuations from your day-to-day stuff, or have you been going down?
No. I mean, you see fluctuations, definitely. Like, if the more water I drink, I know I'm going to be heavier the next day, If I don't drink any water or very little water, I'm always lower.
When do you weigh more, the morning or the afternoon?
Afternoon.
Is that the same for you?
Yeah, because I'm hydrated and I'm fed.
Hydrated and fed. Yeah. So if anybody out there is curious, because when you get on this weight loss thing and you have like maybe 10 pounds to lose, weigh yourself in the morning and afternoon for like 5 days straight and then average out the difference. And that'll probably give you a pretty significant number, anywhere from 2 to 5 pounds.
Difference. Yeah.
So when you're talking small numbers to lose, it's kind of difficult to get on a scale every single day because it's never going to be the same. You're never going to get on a scale and weigh 159 pounds every single day.
Right.
No, that's not how that works.
So, yeah, I don't take in, like, I think I was like a pound heavier than where my lowest was that I weighed in last. But I wasn't worried about that because I was probably, like, I'm not counting that as weight gain. I was figuring that in as fluctuation within water and everything.
What holds more water, muscle or fat?
I don't know the answer to that.
Muscle.
Why?
Hmm?
Why?
It's made of water.
Protein. All the metabolic processes, there's going to be more water in muscle. So if you hold more muscle, then you're going to hold more water, especially if you're crunching down creatine.
Yeah, that's rough. Because I was telling him that, like, even when I wasn't on creatine, like, I think my weight would probably fluctuate, like, 3 to 4 pounds. But now it's, like, up to, like, 5 or 6 a day, like, towards the end of the day. Because of the fact that if I don't drink enough water, I have headaches. And if I don't have headaches, if I don't have headaches and I'm, like, peeing all the time. I told him the other day I probably was on my way somewhere, had to stop and pee on the way there, peed when I got there, and then 15, 20 minutes later I had to pee again.
I said that sounded like too much
water. It might be too much water. I feel like I'd rather pee than be like all lethargic and like just spacey all the time.
Kidneys. Wow, yeah, you went just crazy on the water.
Yeah, I'm figuring it out, man. Yesterday was not as bad.
You maybe need to cut back a little bit.
But it's not like I'm not really overhydrated, because me and him were talking about like color of urine and like
it needs to be slight color,
not something that you can like disguise in the toilet, but slight coloration.
So to that point though, if you're working out, let's say you go like you're 45 minutes to an hour on the
elliptical
and you sweat a good bit,
a lot.
Okay, if you were to weigh yourself before you got on the elliptical and then you weigh yourself after you got off the elliptical,
it's like a 2.5 pound difference.
2.5 pound difference. So if we want to replace the water loss with water, how much water should we drink?
For 2.5 pounds, it'd be 16 and 16 is 32 plus
an eight is
40 ounces of water.
Yeah, but it's a roundabout figure. That's kind of the quick and easy way of breaking that down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get off and like chug 40 ounces of water.
Well, I couldn't.
You know what I mean? You want to kind of take your time and the rest of the day, make sure you're making up that
mm-hmm.
water loss with water.
Well, I drink anywhere between 70 and 90 ounces of water a day.
There you go. That's a good number.
I mean, some days is a lot less, but that's my average, I guess, on most days. It's a lot better when I'm at work.
Because you have it beside you.
Mm-hmm. And
when it's running around doing stuff,
right? And when it's empty, I just go fill it back up,
right?
Mine's like up to a gallon now. Like I was doing that before, but I feel like it might be slightly more. I mean, I don't really do as much. Like I'm out on an elliptical for 45-50 minutes, but then like me warming up and doing all kinds of other stuff, and then it's like that plays a huge role in my hydration. Because then after a while, like I'll notice that like I'll hit like a wall, and it's like I need some water because my head is just like spacey, and I'm starting to like get headaches on this.
Is there too much? I mean, you just said you don't want to camouflage your pee in the toilet. So you want to kind of play with it from day to day. It's going to vary a little bit.
You can get what I think it's called like water poisoning.
Hyponatremia.
Yeah, you can drink way too much water.
That's very hard to do, but you can do it. A lot of long distance endurance, like ultra marathon runners, they end up with hyponatremia because they drink too much water without salt. Salt helps maintain that fluid balance.
Right.
So if you drink too much, it could be an issue. But, I mean, generally speaking, if you're at work doing your normal thing, you're probably not going to consume too much. But as long as you're not peeing every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not peeing every 10 minutes. So don't look at me like that.
Well, it's not like you did on that one trip.
Yeah, that one trip, that was an anomaly. That was different. Never experienced something like that before. I really tried to make it, too. And I couldn't make it.
And the older you get, you're not going to be able to drink that much because you will be peeing every 10 minutes. You won't be able to get anything done.
But then you got... On top of that, you got to factor in other things too. If you drink coffee in the morning, it's gonna be caffeine. It's gonna be a what's the word? Makes you want to pee. I'm drawing a blank on the word.
I don't know.
I thought you were about to say stimulant for a second.
It is a stimulant. It's also a.
I don't know. Sorry.
Anyway, makes you want to pee. Coke, Pepsi, anything with caffeine.
When I used to drink soda, which I haven't been doing, but like when I used to drink nothing but, you know, Pepsi or Coke, I could go a whole day and only pee once and probably drink more of that than I did water. I swear to God, it's completely different for me.
The sugar and the sodium in it.
Probably.
Made you maintain it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
If you mix in something with a high stimulant, though, it'll make you want to use the restroom.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I go, like, way too much now.
All right, so the topic around the weight fluctuation, if you are trying to lose 10, 20 pounds, probably not a good idea to step on the scale every day because it's going to fluctuate a little bit.
Right.
So maybe draw it out for a week or two, maybe even longer, maybe over a month. That way you kind of have a bigger goal to work towards. And then when it comes to rehydrating after a workout, make sure you get in plenty of water. You can do the math. Like you're saying, 16 ounces equals 1 pound of water. So if you lose a pound of weight, approximately 16 ounces, anywhere between 8 and 16 will probably be good for that number, which would be most of your water bottles are how much water?
Most are like anywhere from 20 to 16 ounces.
Okay. So that'd be like drinking a water bottle per pound.
Mm-hmm.
How much should you drink in a day? You say 70 to 90?
70 to 90 normally.
A lot of it depends on gender, age, height, mm-hmm. weight, that kind of stuff. The magic number that they recommend is what, 8 cups.
Right.
So 64 fluid ounces. So if you think about 4 water bottles, that's about the same amount.
Right. And but that's also that's for like the average person. The bigger you are, the more water you need.
Right. And that's if you're just kind of not working out.
Right.
And then if you take creatine, you need to drink 2 gallons a day.
I'm not drinking 2 gallons a day. Disclaimer, I'm not drinking 2 gallons a day. I think a gallon's only like 130 ounces or
128
ounces. 128. Yeah. 64
and 60. Yeah.
It's 128. So it's not that bad. It's not that far off from what he's drinking. If he's at the peak day of like 90 ounces.
It's another 40 ounces of water.
You're so defensive about your creatine.
We're not saying
I'm
anything
defensive
about
my bladder right now. That's what I'm more defensive about. Talk about us like that.
What, you and your bladder?
Me and my bladder. Don't talk about us like that.
Okay.
Well, is there anything else that we need to tackle with the
hydration scale?
Hydration or the stuff of the question you had?
I guess. you know, it's hard when you don't have somebody here going, hey, what about this? How much water you should drink and how it can fluctuate your weight.
Yeah.
If you do drink too much water and you're not doing anything, you're going to hold on to it until you have to use the restroom. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but if I haven't used the restroom in a while and I've drank plenty of water, then I'm in the bathroom for a long.
And if you want to see how much water you dispelled, go on the wet scale before you use the bathroom and go on after, and you'll know.
There you go.
I've actually done that before.
I have done that before also because I was curious.
Same thing. Pound, 2 pounds?
I've never been over a pound.
Never been over a pound.
I've never been over
a pound. That'd be a lot of water at one
that's
time.
That's like the Austin Powers move when he comes out of the cryo freeze. Do you know what? I'm talking about he's like on that conveyor belt. I mean, that's like 4 or 5 gallons right there. That's a dehydrated body after.
I think another thing we should touch on is like sodium and water at the same time. Not necessarily taking it at the same time. People have this misconception that like sodium in your diet's like terrible. And obviously like an excess and a crazy amount is, but if you're active at the same time, it's not really something you have to worry about if you're getting hydrated.
I've talked to Thomas about this.
Yeah,
before.
Because of the fact that like your body needs the sodium to kind of help with the whole
hydration
process.
You just don't want to go crazy because everything has sodium in it, and a lot of processed foods has tons of sodium in it.
Right, but if you're eating fairly clean, you're not going to have a lot of sodium unless you cook with it.
Right.
So, you know, if you're eating your beef, vegetables, lean meats, nuts, cheese, or not cheese, vegetables, fruits, I'm all over the place. There's not a whole lot of sodium. So how would you supplement the sodium?
Just season your food with something.
Season it with some
salt.
Okay, now what if we're an endurance athlete and we run cross country and we eat healthy? How are we going to supplement then? Because then we're not going to be eating enough if we're just seasoning.
Isn't it carbs? Like pasta? Like, I'm asking.
Mm-mm.
No?
Okay. I mean, some fruits will have sodium and potassium, which will be good. But we still need more sodium. Any ideas?
Season
I'm
your think, food.
I don't know.
So I'm saying, if you're an endurance athlete, let's say I'm training for a marathon and I'm out running, you know, 2-3 miles every day for however many weeks straight, I'm not necessarily going to be able to get in sodium just by salting my vegetables. Because you're going to need more. So if you drink something that's made with sodium.
You're talking like Gatorade or something?
Gatorade or something even lines. Better than that, just get some. What you see now is Himalayan sea salt.
Never heard of it.
It's salt, sea salt. It's supposed to be like a fine salt, but you can put that in water, mix it up, and that got salt water.
Okay.
To drink. Might not taste the best, but.
Didn't you talk about drinking Pedialyte one day?
Yeah, after our triple overtime game in the Elite Eight, there was a couple guys that played the entire game, and the athletic trainer had them drinking Pedialyte after the game. I mean, that's another. If you're extremely dehydrated, then yes, the first thing you might want to grab is some Pedialyte because that has everything you need in terms of the electrolytes and the water and all that stuff.
Cool.
Does that answer your question about salt?
Yeah.
Just kind of wanted to throw that in there.
I mean, I still watch the number. Like when I'm not eating, like if I'm eating something not as healthy, I always look to see what that sodium number is. I try to keep it under 2,000.
That's low.
I know.
No, what's the number? 2,600?
It's 2,600, I think.
Yeah.
But and I'm never usually under 2,000. I mean, so I said I'd try, but it doesn't happen.
But then again, as active as you have been lately, it's not necessarily something that should
be an absolutely
major concern.
Oh, I'm not going to. No.
But I can understand because if you're an inactive person and you're like have a history of like high blood pressure or something in your family, you might want to like be aware of that.
Right. So I mean, something you could do is keep track of it for 3-4 days and then just kind of average it out and see how much you had.
That's probably the hardest thing to track.
My goal was sodium
intake. Unless you're like got like little teaspoons and measuring stuff. You're one of those people who puts
Not if you put it in the app.
If you put it in the app, if you log your food, yes. But if you like cook with salt or something that's probably a little more difficult.
Well, then just take a cup, dump it in there.
You add
around,
it in.
Or you could walk around like salt packets in your pockets or something.
You could do that too.
Yeah, it says for me to eat 2,500. Milligrams of sodium. That's what my goal is.
So I mean, just from the stuff that I've been looking into reading lately, if you're active, like that max 2,600 isn't going to be enough sodium to maintain.
And I'm over
balance.
That sometimes,
right?
Yeah,
mine is definitely over 2,600.
Well, let me see where I'm at.
But I mean, the best way to do it: track it for a few days, take an average, see where it's at, go from there. If you think it's low, get some more in. If you think it's high, then cut it back.
And in the past 7 days, I'm over.
There you go.
But not by a crazy amount. But right. I'm over. Yeah. So.
But you feel fine.
Oh,
you're still losing weight, and it's all.
Well,
that's
I'm
the
maintaining
thing. Like,
weight right now.
If you feel fine, if you're feeling good, like it's not something that you should really worry about. This is just anything, not necessarily just sodium, but people get into the little over analysis kind of thing with all this stuff, and they stress about it too much, and they worry about all those small, minute things.
Mm-hmm.
Mind blown.
All right, it sounds like we need to end the podcast because we don't know what's going on.
Well, we just did the mind blend.
I've heard just making sound effects. So does anybody else have anything you want to touch on before we...
No, I think just the major takeaway is that check your weight before and after exercise. If you lose, if you want to keep track of it that well, you know, approximately 16 ounces per pound. Don't go on a scale every day if you're only trying to lose 10 or 20 pounds because it's going to fluctuate anywhere from 1 to 5 pounds depending on the person. And then if you are charging hard, make sure you get enough sodium/potassium. Where can we get potassium from, fellas?
Bananas
or leafy greens. Make sure you're eating that as well to keep the fluid balance. Because like he's saying, if you don't have enough water, headaches are first, you know, one of those.
And that's even without creatine. You can get headaches and feel that way without even
if you're not drinking enough water.
Yeah, that's something you could take into account.
Yep.
All right, I think that's a good one.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace out.